This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we have a lot to talk about in a short amount of time, so I need to get to it ASAP. But what I want you to know we're going to be talking about during the second, third, and fourth segment is the 76 promises of Donald Trump. I'm also going to play some audio from Donald Trump from today meeting the President of the United States. All you Trumpites probably aren't going to like what I have to say, but I didn't say it. Donald said it. He was honored to meet with the President. And he also talked back to the reporters that were in the Oval Office and saying that Barack was a very good man. Outside of his victory speech given just a couple days ago here, friends, we know that right after his victory, he had shared with his people, his constituents, his followers, because that's really what they are. As a matter of fact, if people that followed their favorite candidates in this country, man, I'll tell you what, if they preach the gospel the way they do the doctrine of their favorite politician, I'll tell you what, everybody be Christians, wouldn't they? And the fact of the matter is how many of these people profess to be Christians, but when you speak out against the corruptions of their favorite candidate, it shows you whose side they are on, because they hold the truth and unrighteousness. They speak against the word of God and justify the corruption in reprobate man. But in saying that, friends, we know that Donald had actually praised Hillary Clinton for her service to our country. He said this. We'll play the audio there. I'll play the audio from what took place in the Oval Office today so you can hear his comments. I also want to let you know that the whitewashing has begun after Donald Trump's victory speech. I don't know if you know this or not, and we'll get to this in a couple moments, but Trump's statement on banning Muslim disappears from his website. And not just that, friends, but we also know now... where are we at here? I'm pulling these comments up, friends. I started a... fire is what I started here. We also know from Breitbart News, they just posted that Hillary Clinton will not be prosecuted by the likes of Donald Trump. And folks, as I was sharing with you yesterday, and I tried to forewarn you as to where we're at today, and I want to get this record straight right off the bat. I am not in any way trying to pull away any joy that the American people may have. Again, I am Samuel pointing the finger at Saul and saying, okay, now this is what's going to happen. I didn't pick him. America, you did pick him. And you can't make this stuff up. I'm not trying to take away that joy. But we are going to hold his feet to the fire. And what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes is we're going to talk about the 76 promises, folks. We already see three strikes. Okay? And he's not even in the White House. And I know some are saying, well, just give him a minute. Wait a second. If you would pay attention to what he is doing rather than what he is saying, or the likes of Barack Hussein Obama or Hillary Clinton or the Bushes, folks, have you not learned from history yet? Don't sit there and try to justify what you want to justify, because when you justify corruption, you're attempting to justify yourself. And furthermore, take heed that you stand lest you fall. And secondly, friends, I also want you to know, many of these people, and many of you listening to me now, you see no fault with your favorite candidate because, again, you are trying to justify yourself. I mean, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see the sun because you don't want to see the fault. Neither do you want to see fault in your favorite politicians. That's where you get in trouble. Jeremiah 17:5 says, blessed is the man that trusts, or blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, but cursed is the man that put his trust in man. Okay? I'm just trying to keep you free. And I'm also trying to keep you vigilant with the facts, because we know that people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. I want to keep you in the know, and I want to give you the answers. And by no means do I want to take away any joy that you're feeling today. I'm just going to lay it out for you today. We'll get to the audio. We'll get to the 76 promises laid out by Trump. And you can decide as to what's going on today, because there is some disturbing things going on with Donald Trump, friends. There truly is. And furthermore, I would also lay to your candor before we get to that point. Friends, if they didn't want him in the White House, the establishment, which everybody's complaining about, can I ask you something? Then why did the state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for, keep their eye on him the entire time? Did you hear about the other 15 candidates? No. Why? Because they didn't want you to know about them. Why did they want you to know about Donald Trump? Just laying to your candor, friends. That's all I'm doing. What I'm going to do, we've seen just yesterday, we actually seen, interestingly enough, all these riots and all these people in all these prospective cities that are protesting Donald Trump's victory. I want you to pay attention clearly as to who these people are, because you do need to know, America, that this is the amount of foreigners that have illegally, in many cases, come into your country. We also have, friends, video out there now where the Muslims are calling for the death to America because Donald Trump, and our laws, by the way, let me go back to our laws forbid them being here unlawfully. Okay? They're calling death to America on the streets of America. You better bet your bottom dollar that this was planned. It was strategized. Keep in mind, dictators love to create the chaos, and they love to come in as the problem solver. We're seeing a lot of organization going on through young people today. I warned you 7 years ago concerning Barack Hussein Obama, how he is emulating Mao Zedong. Now, folks, there's just a whole lot of prophetic things going on in the present where I could stand back and say, I told you so, but I don't want to say I told you so again today. But America, I did tell you so. And we trust in the Spirit of God in this ministry, and he is without fail always showing us things. And it's interesting to note that all scripture that is given by God for doctrine is given for reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness. And let me put into your ear the understanding scripturally as to what the prophetic does. The prophetic people across the land put the trumpet to their mouth, Ezekiel 33:3 as well, to warn the people concerning the things that are coming down the road, because the Spirit of God teaches us that prevention is better than cure. We're going back to the young people on the streets. They are protesting our laws. Who has continuously pampered to the younger people outside of Barack Hussein Obama, in which I warned you about? They are empowering the young people, listen carefully, to overthrow the older. They are taking away from the haves to give to the have-nots. That's what you're seeing on the streets of America. When I come back, I'm going to play some audio of one of these individuals that's saying people are going to have to die. And I want you to pay close attention to as to who's saying it. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one-half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. They interact one with another. Those two pages do. You can also check out our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Also wanted to let you know you can check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. You can also call us in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we are literally giving you information that nobody else wants to give you. And you know, the fact of the matter is, when you have everybody going one direction, you might want to look the other direction. That's what history teaches us. It reminds me of Elijah on top of Mount Carmel, standing there by himself, regardless of what everybody else was doing. Did you hear what I said? Regardless of what everybody else was doing, he was serving God. And what happened? The fire fell, the false prophets were exposed, and the people were liberated. That's what we're looking to do here. We're not looking to, again, pull away any happiness people may have in this country. Listen, we need a little of that all the time. But I receive the joy of the Lord, which is my strength, as I bear the cross, Hebrews 2, from the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings. And we have no king but King Jesus. But we're going to be getting to more of the Trump talk here in just a couple moments, talking about 76 promises, and we're going to play some audio for you as well. Before we do this, I was highlighting during the first segment, those that are calling for the overthrow of the government, for those that are being empowered and pampered and empowered literally financially and allured into this country by a criminal named Barack Hussein Obama. These are the people that are out on the streets right now protesting your government. But did you know who these people were? I want you to listen carefully. This was a report given by none other than CNN. Folks, you couldn't chop this up. You couldn't omit. You couldn't couldn't add to this. You couldn't manipulate this interview. So you must listen carefully. It's one question asked. Listen to the answer, and I'll tell you who she is.
Your sign tonight says...
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. If we don't fight, who's going to fight for us? People had to die for the freedom where we're at today. We can't just do rallies. We have to fight back. There will be casualties on both sides. There will be, because people have to die to make a change in this world. But Trump, enough with your racism. Stop splitting families. Don't split my family.
And you're fearful that you're going to lose friends and relatives?
A lot. Friends, family, even all races. Not just my Hispanic culture, but the rest of the races. They're right. You know, impeach Donald Trump. That's what he needs to get impeached.
Okay, now listen, folks. First of all, yes, many people did fight, bleed, and die ratifying the Constitution that this ignorant Amos literally does not know. They fight, our veterans did, to uphold law, not to tear down law, number one. Number two, you heard that she said, you need to stop your racism. She was talking to Trump and those that support Donald Trump. The fact of the matter is, lady, if you're going to be liberated in this country, you're going to follow the rule of law. Then she talks about no one's going to take away our rights. Wait a second. God didn't give us rights to violate his law. Again, Charles D. Montesquieu, one of the signers, along with John Locke, along with, one of those three that established, along with William Blackstone, English common law, which we have today through common law, America, said liberty is the right to do what the law permits. This shows you how lawless our society is. But folks, you do know that she was Hispanic, and she said many of the people that she knows and friends and family members, they're going to be deported. Well, maybe they should have came over here legally. I mean, that is what the law teaches us, right? Law teaches us that there's right and wrong. And there's consequence if you violate law, and if you want to move over here, maybe what these people ought to do is do a little homework and go back to Operation Wetback, which President Truman deported many from the southern border back to Mexico that came over here illegally, because it is in our immigration laws. But again, we know that just last week that the criminal in chief was alluring illegals to come into the United States and go ahead and vote anyways. Right? So whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? No, folks. These are lawless individuals that are on the streets. These are the young people that are being indoctrinated through a constitutional democracy, said every president since George Bush Sr., George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama. We are not a democracy. Furthermore, friends, if we were a democracy, we wouldn't need a constitution. And it's interesting, Hillary Clinton talking to the young people and her ignorant constituents about our constitutional democracy. Where is that? Does anybody ever have the internal fortitude to get in the face of tyranny and say, where's that at? I can't find that. A constitutional democracy. Lady, are you that constitutionally, are you that ignorant of the Constitution of the United States? Read Article 4, Section 4, friends. There's the straight stick that exposes the criminals once again. Read John 8:44 as well when you get there, friends. John 10:10 as well. Friends, there's no truth in these people, but it's the young people that are just going along to be a part of the little clicky group. But folks, you do need to understand that many of these people that are on the streets right now are those that have been allured over by a criminal that you've allowed with a free hand to commit crime at will over 1,180 times in violation and in transgression of the Constitution. The enumerated laws of our laws in this country, friends. Did you know from across the southern border, there were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens? There were 97.2 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison per 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. Folks, I'm just highlighting the crimes of the illegals in this country. There were 54.85 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Florida, compared to 67.8 legal immigrants in prison for every... See, folks, they're what they're doing is they're contrasting those that come legally and those that come illegally. Those that come in illegally, friends, guess what they're doing? They're here to commit more crimes. And they committed the crime when they crossed the border. And isn't it interesting, America? You don't see Americans, up until a couple days ago, you know, wanting to be exported from America. No, they're all coming to America. Why? Because you're the light of the world. Now, we know we got a bunch of these little useful idiots, these college students trying to run over across the border over into Canada. But guess what? Canada's rejecting them. Oh, you go ahead and eat it, man. You're not coming here. There were 168.75 illegals in prison for 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. So there were 54.54 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Texas, compared to 65.43 legal immigrants. So what are they bringing with them, friends? The overthrow of your government. What are they asking for? The overthrow of the government. How are they acting? In accordance with what they want in a lawless fashion. They're not being ruled by law because, friends, you're allowing your government to go ahead and have a free hand at lawlessness. And see, America, I want to say this. This is what you're missing. You're missing love. See, if you love the Lord God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor is yourself, you're not going to allow lawlessness to prevail or the workers of iniquity prevail. See, the love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of iniquity. Many people have love according to man's fallen state rather than to Christ's risen state. Love was given unto us by the Holy Ghost, and it's not a fiend or a counterfeit love. It's not filled with dissimulation, friends. It's a real love because we know in 1 Corinthians 13, the love charity chapter, love rejoiceth not in lawlessness. So therefore, if you're really thankful for the sacrifice in the natural and in the spiritual, the other way around, but explaining my point first in the natural to the spiritual, you wouldn't allow this lawlessness to take place in the streets of America anywhere, starting with your pastors and your church leaders, which they are not to lead the church anywhere. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28. And you sure as heck wouldn't allow it in your government whatsoever. Folks, these are the illegals saying that people are going to die that are on the streets saying, you know what, enough of this hate, enough of this racism. You know, one sign has a picture that says, stop the hate. Right next to him it says, blank the USA. These people are also the ones that are burning the American flag, which is a violation of federal law in this country. Not freedom of speech, America. My goodness, America, what you tolerate blows me away in so many different ways. Let's get over to this next point, because whitewashing begins. Trump's statement on banning Muslims disappears from his site the moment he was elected. It was on that morning after his election. It was taken down from his website concerning immigration and banning more Muslims from coming into America. Why do you think that was? Well, why was he, Donald Trump, praising Hillary Clinton for all of her hard work and servitude to our country, friends? Is this hypocrisy or is it the same old, same old? We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about the whitewashing begins. Trump's statement on banning Muslims disappears from his sight the moment that he was elected. Now, we also just found, because we were highlighting this online, and I'm telling you what, this is the reason that I brought up that the people supported Jesus Christ and his gospel the way people support their favorite candidate, everyone in this country would be saved. I'm telling you, that is a fact in so many different ways. I'm being a little facetious, but I hope you get my point. But friends, what's interesting to note is because we put that out there, because we put that information out there, friends, I want you to know this is what it takes. You've got to stand up and push back when this kind of stuff happens. Hey, Trump, we're not going to tolerate any hypocrisy from you whatsoever, because the minute you allow him to do it one time, he'll feel free to do it a second time. That's how you add strength to tyranny. But again, friends, I want you to know, because we did that, we highlighted this. This is going across the Christian movement right now, those that are actually patriots that uphold dying laws. Well, guess what they did? They just got done within the last hour. Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just posted that within the last hour, the Trump campaign, the Trump administration, up and coming, just reposted it. But why was it taken down in the first place? Okay? And first of all, I want to go back to this just a little bit. I'm making 2 points here, and I'm going to make 3 in a moment. I want you to listen carefully after his victory speech. I know that this took a lot of people back. Listen carefully.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family.
Listen carefully.
Very hard fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time. And we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
Is this guy, America, I just have one question. Is this guy kidding me? Is this not the reason, America, you wanted him to be put in that position? Is this not the reason you put Donald Trump into position, friends? Because as he was highlighting throughout his campaign, he wanted to bring back the rule of law. Listen carefully. He wanted to bring back the rule of law, which liberates men. What was it ever taken away for, America? Because the American people act as if it's not their responsibility on an individual basis before a just and a holy God to maintain them laws. You are sadly mistaken. You know little of your history, friends. Is this guy kidding me? The crimes of the Clintons that he is all too well aware of, he highlighted during his campaign. He could have went a lot deeper, of course, but he was probably told this is as far as you're going to go with this. He thanks the very person that America is waiting to see be indicted. He praises her to his constituents. Friends, this is what I'm trying to tell you. This is why I'm telling you what Scripture tells you, Jeremiah 17:5, not to put your trust in man. America, have you not learned your lesson yet? He praises the very woman that America wants indicted. How many dead people around her and her administration? How many crimes has her husband committed and herself? And others around her and her administration? Now, I'm going to take you to the White House today. If that doesn't make you mad, America, nothing will. The first thing he says after he becomes the president-elect, he praises the very woman that he tore down his whole campaign. This is diplomacy. These are diplomatic magicians, America. And I warned you. And I did it about as prudently as I possibly could. Well, Bradley, come on, just give the guy a break. No. We're going to get to the 76 promises, folks, but he's already broken down 3 of them. And I know that many of you listeners are out there that you love sports, baseball. How many strikes do you get? See, and folks, this is how it starts. It starts out little and then it gets bigger. And then sooner or later, you're just told to shut up. And if that doesn't work, you're just ignored. And that's what's been going on in this country for a long time. For a long time. Well, now, let me bring you to the up and present, friends. This took place about a little less than 2 hours ago. I watched it. And I'll tell you what, if you watch the video, it wasn't the same Donald Trump that you've seen on the campaign trail. He seemed like a little humble boy that didn't know how to respond. You know, just keep in mind, he was honored to meet with Barack Hussein Obama. He was honored to meet the man that he said concerning his presidential incumbency in the United States of America, that there's never been a worse president in the United States of America in our history. He said, just like I told you, everything you wanted to hear. Oh, and folks, we're just in the beginning stages of this rollout. Trust me. And friends, guess what? He was asked by a reporter as to what he thought about the meeting with Barack Hussein Obama. He said he was honored to meet with the President of the United States. He's also going to seek out his counsel, he said. You'll hear this in just a moment. And he also said that he's a very good man. that Barack Hussein Obama is a very good man. Now, this is the same guy that questioned his birthright, that questioned everything that this administration has done to we the people, who swore to you, America, that he was going to reverse everything that he did. But folks, what president hasn't done that? And then when they get into office, they act in contradiction to what they promised to we the people. Hey, I'm just highlighting what's going on here, America. Just trying to tell you again what no other conservative radio station is going to tell you. No, they're all rejoicing. And guess what they're doing? They're straining at the net while they swallow the camel, attempting to justify themselves and what they are now responsible for. And what am I paralleling that to? I'm paralleling that to, friends, there was 15 other candidates that the state-controlled narrative didn't give a minute to because they didn't want you to know who they were. They kept the all-seeing cameras on the people that they wanted in the White House, and you fell for it. You drank the Kool-Aid, and this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Well, some will say, Bradley, this is a strategy. You know, you just kind of go along until you get into power. No, 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 that's not what you do. I didn't see Jesus do that. I didn't see the Patriots do that. Folks, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. It's seduction in another guise. And why would you have to seduce and not bring forth the truth? Because you want something out of the deal. Well, friends, he's there now. No doubt about it. And I'm going to be as diligent about this individual as I would be over Barack Hussein Obama, over Hillary Clinton, over anybody else. I'm going to guard that jewel, which is blood bought. Too many people died to give me my freedoms, and I'm not about ready to roll over in the face of those that want to violate the laws that were magnified by them that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedoms that we have today. Just ain't going to do it. John 15, 13, 2 Corinthians 5, 15, read it when you get a moment. I want you to listen to this audio, and you can hear for yourself what I just told you verbatim. Play it, Sam.
And regardless of political preferences. To now come together, work together, to deal with the many challenges that we face. And in the meantime, Michelle has had a chance to greet the incoming First Lady, and we have an excellent conversation with her as well, and we want to make sure that they feel welcome as they prepare to make this transition. Mr. President-elect, that we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, President Obama. This was a meeting that was going to last for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and we were just going to get to know each other. We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half, and it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He's explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you, sir.
Is that the same Donald Trump, friends?
Thank you, everybody.
Is that the same guy that you heard
bumping
the stump on his campaign trail? Just asking.
Don't answer the questions when they just
listen carefully.
Come on, guys. Yeah, come on, guys. Let's go. Very, very good man. Thank you, Bradley.
He was asked what he thought about Barack Hussein Obama, and I hope you just heard that. He said he's a very, very good man. This is your president-elect, friends. This is why I told you to do your homework. This is why I told you to pull the curtain back. Don't tell me I'm jumping the gun, folks. I'm paying attention to what he's doing because it speaks a lot louder than words, friends. And he has, at this point, contradicted four major things, starting at the very top of corruption, that he said he stood against. I'm just landing to your candor. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Breitbart just posted the White House signals that it is a hopeful that President-elect Donald Trump will not prosecute Hillary Clinton.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty, they stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, giving you insight that nobody in this country is willing to give you because they are just going along to get along, friends. They don't want to lose their sponsors. They don't want you to... Hey, folks, it reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Hey, when the Trump blows, everybody bow down to Nebuchadnezzar and worship him. Well, the three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, wouldn't do so. They said, if we don't bow, we don't burn. They learned their lesson the first time. And this is why we're in this cycle. Americans are caught up into this cycle because they don't look at their track records. Because they don't listen to the commandments of the Lord when he tells you to judge them by their fruit. Know who they are by what they have done. Now, I know that there's forgiveness. I understand that. But not when you keep doing it over and over again. You know, the Bible tells us, and I love when people bring this up, well, we're supposed to forgive those. Yep, forgive who? You said those. Define those. Forgive 7 times 70 those that repent. Those that repent. Those that are sorry for what they did the first time. Don't allow them to turn around and smack you again and again and again 1,000 times. You're a glutton for your punishment, friends. But we're talking about during the last segment here, friends, White House. They're seeking that Trump does not prosecute Hillary Clinton, an individual brought up in the administration of the up-and-coming presidential president-elect Donald Trump. Basically, shooed the answer off. Folks, we know them by their fruit. And folks, honestly, before God, I hope I'm wrong. But you know what, friends? It's one of those, it's not that I'm wrong. It's the American people don't want to take responsibility for what's going on here because this is just absolutely over the top. I'm honored to be here with the President of the United States that has fundamentally transformed this country, that has opened it to our foreign enemies, that has funded ISIS, that has sent our boys and girls to fight off those that we allow in our country, but they come back in boxes. I mean, come on, friends. I mean, I can go on. You know how this goes. This is the tip of the iceberg here. When are the American people going to listen? And again, it reminds me of in the book of Amos, the Lord brought all these judgments of the people, and Amos the Lord kept telling Amos, they will not return unto me, even for this. They will not return unto me. They will not return unto me. Folks, you have a temporary test in this life. And how many in this country are failing the test and even going so far as to justify themselves? Well, let's get to it, friends. Here's the tip of the iceberg. 76 of Donald Trump's many campaign promises. Remember, folks, he's the one that said he could fix it. You want to put your trust in the arm of the flesh? Go for it. Every time you turn from God and accept this is your downfall. Every single time. Every single time without fail. It's just too easy. Oh, man, I'm going to bring prosperity to this country. Oh, my goodness. Build a wall along the southern border, number one. 3 years ago, for those that did not know, he wrote an op-ed out on, Donald Trump did, on how he could see open borders in the United States of America. By the way, cross-check everything I'm telling you. This reminds me of Romney a bit. You know how he was pro-life when, in fact, he was funding Planned Parenthood? You know, he was pro-Second Amendment when he was totally anti-gun, if you had studied his record out. He couldn't stand Obamacare, yet he was the one responsible for Obamacare. It was called Romney Care before it was called Obamacare. And who is backing up Romney? Of course, the conservatives of the day. The professed church, man. And you better not speak out against him, I'll tell you. Number one is build a wall along the southern border. This is Donald Trump. Okay? We'll see if that happens. Number two, make Mexico pay for the wall. Okay? Number three, if I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. Hey, I want to tell you something, friends. I never stopped saying Merry Christmas. If someone's offended by it in June, I will say Merry Christmas because I know where our freedoms are from. I know who's been given them. And this isn't me stirring up a fight. No, this is me standing up against unrighteousness. And that's what we're all called to do together, right? We're in this together, right? Number four is get rid of Common Core. Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, friends, gives no power to the federal government. What the government is doing through education is a violation of law. So he's right there. We'll see what he does. Number five, the Environmental Protection Agency must also disappear. Of course, because it is fabricated information. Matter of fact, Al Gore's being sued by 33,000 scientists for his creation of climate change, where they want to tax everybody on this globe to fund their criminal empire. Number six is get rid of Obamacare and replace it with something terrific. Friends, can I ask you something? Because we know that Obamacare is unconstitutional. It's socialism. It gives government absolute control through the force of the IRS concerning the enforcement program of those that don't pay up, right? Where are they deriving their constitutionality to implement something that is unconstitutional from the ignorance of the people? So he wants to get rid of Obamacare and replace it. You mean what he wants to do is just change its name to give the appearance that they got rid of Obamacare when in fact it still has all the unconstitutionality concerning its policies found within whatever he wants to name it in the up and coming. Folks, it's unconstitutional. Government has no business there. Number seven is knock down the regulatory walls between state for health insurance. When was it government's position to actually make people pay for health insurance? It's unconstitutional. Number eight, rebuild the country's aging infrastructure. Okay, that's where our tax dollars should go, okay? But that's for the prospective states to do that, not for the federal government to force it upon the people. Okay. Number nine, save Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security without cutting benefits. Since when did the government have authority there? It doesn't. Friends, federal government is a creature of the state. The states are not a creature of the federal government. Does limited government mean anything to anybody anymore, friends? I mean, you're acting like the federal government is your savior. And folks, by the way, just to be honest, that's exactly how you're treating Trump. And you're going to get what you have coming to you if you keep putting your faith there. Number 10, defend Planned Parenthood. We will see. And they should also be indicted and incarcerated and dealt with according to law concerning those that are guilty of the murder of the innocent in the womb. That is our law. At the turn of the century, if you were to kill an infant, you would go to prison for 99 years. During the foundations, you would have hung for it to teach other men not to commit the sin, which happens to be in the New Testament. You know, oh, Bradley, you know, it's an eye for an eye. The whole world's going to be blind. No, if you don't want to commit the time, then don't commit the crime. It's that simple. Number 11. Donald Trump said one of his presidential promises on the campaign trail, he's going to take care of women. I'm going to take care of women? Doesn't anybody think that's a little overreaching? A little bizarre? I'm going to take care of women. No, he's appeasing the people. Number 12, frequently use the term radical Islamic terrorism. No, how about lawfully dealing with each and every one of them and sending the message we will not tolerate crimes against our citizens in this country? Number 13, another promise from Donald Trump, temporarily ban most foreign Muslims from entering the United States of America. Temporarily ban most foreign Muslims from entering the United States? You mean illegals? Yes, good. Number 14, bar Syrian refugees from entering the country and kick out any who are already living here. Rightfully so, if they didn't come in lawfully. If they are not here to assimilate, yes, then they are deported. Number 15, promises of Donald Trump. Heavily surveil mosques in the United States of America. I didn't know that we were supposed to have mosques in America. This is a Christian nation. Religion was a word used in law by our forefathers, which was under the umbrella of the Christian religion. Keep in mind, Islam believes that they are the law. Sharia law is the law, and it's a law above all laws, and you can see that through the foreigner in the White House. He's acted accordingly. So, again, they're not here to simulate. Good. Number 16, create a database of Syrian refugees. Why? Either they're lawful or they're not. They have a right to come here to assimilate, but if they don't do that and they want to plunder and commit crime, then you throw them in jail where they belong or export them. It's that simple. Number 17, never take a vacation while serving as president. We'll see how that works out. Number 18, prosecute Hillary Clinton. And by the way, friends, sometime back, keep in mind, he said he'd also not only undo Barack Hussein Obama's unconstitutional executive orders, every single one of them, that's up and coming, but he also said that he would indict him. He would charge him. Don't forget about that one. Now he's calling him a very good man. He was honored to sit with him. He's going to seek his counsel, said Donald Trump today. Just again giving you the facts, friends. Number 20, stop spending money on space exploration. Folks, just think about this. For those that believe that we have been to the moon, just think of the pass and the green light that you have given government to spend billions and billions of dollars on NASA. And also think of the message that you took on that the government is so beyond anybody else that they can go ahead and do whatever they want. You give them too much power, friends. Keep in mind there was a Babel and God sent forth a language. And also keep in mind when you study the earth, there is a radius that you can only go so far. Love you by what we do. We'll pick this up tomorrow, 1 John 3:18, talking about 76 Donald Trump promises.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.